After years of controversy and intense debate over how sports should balance fairness with inclusion, International Olympic Committee President Kirsty Coventry has made a landmark decision just 1 year into her leadership. At the 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games, only biological women will be able to compete in the female category.
At the Olympic Games, even the smallest margins can be the difference between victory and defeat. So it's absolutely clear that it would not be fair for biological males to compete in the female category.
The IOC policy will ban transgender women and those with differences in sexual development from competing in all Olympic disciplines. It says that eligibility will be determined by a once-in-a-lifetime sex test to detect the SRY gene, which causes male characteristics to develop. Until now, the IOC left such regulations to governing bodies of individual sports rather than applying a universal approach. Caster Semenya, a DSD athlete, declared female at birth, but with male chromosomes and testosterone levels, won gold in the women's 800 metres at the 2012 and 2016 Olympics. She has not competed since refusing to reduce her testosterone levels after World Athletics introduced tighter rules in 2019. At Tokyo 2020, weightlifter Laurel Hubbard became the first openly transgender woman to compete at an Olympics. A blanket ban on such athletes has been praised by some campaign groups, but has caused anger among others.
It's not science-based, it's stigma-based, it's more, I think, under political pressure.
It could see battles from effective athletes at the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Though in an IOC survey of more than 1,000 athletes and former Olympians, the majority of women were in favour of the change.